And members of the public have been advised that this meeting was recorded for on-demand audio download via Moree Plains Shire Council's website, and a person's voice was recorded and broadcast via this means. In certain circumstances, this meeting may have been live-streamed for viewing, and a person's image and voice would be recorded and broadcast via this means. Any person who attended this meeting is deemed to have consented to their image and or voice being webcast. All speakers at the meeting have been advised that they should refrain from making any defamatory comments or releasing any personal information about other individuals without their consent. Council accepts no liability for any damage that may result from defamatory comments made by any person who attended this meeting. All liability will rest with the individual who made the comments. This meeting was not recorded by others unless the prior written consent of Council, in accordance with Council's Code of Meeting Practice, was obtained, as noted in these minutes. Any part of this meeting that was held in closed session will not be recorded or accessible to members of the public. Please be advised that an audio recording of all Council and committee meetings is taken and placed on Council's website within 7 days of the meeting. Recordings will be available to any member of the public to access for a period of 12 months, at which point they will be destroyed. Webcasting of Council and committee meetings by way of audio recording is required to meet Council's obligations under the Local Government General Regulations 2005. No one is able to request alterations to the content of any recording. You should consult Council's policy on webcasting of Council and committee meetings for further information on this matter, or alternatively, refer to the signage displayed here. Emergency response and general housekeeping. In the event of an emergency, the only emergency exit for this floor is through the double doors at the back of the committee room. The staircase from the restaurant to Baylow Street is the only exit out of the building once through these doors. The Mac Centre Assembly Point is at the corner of Heber and Frome Streets, in front of the Art Gallery, unless notified differently from the building chief or acting chief warden. There is a first aid kit located in the chambers and small basic first aid kits in each of the emergency response bags located in both rooms. If you use or take anything out of any of these kits outside of an evacuation, please notify your designated emergency warden as soon as possible. All doors and walkways are to be kept clear of any obstructions at all times. If the floor loses power, the emergency exit lights will be illuminated.
Let's go. Officially open the meeting of February 25th, 2021, with prayer. Let us pray for the health, well-being and security of our Shire, and let us pray for the health, well-being and respect of the traditional owners of our land, past, present and of the future, and let us pray for the health, well-being and safety of our emergency and essential service providers. Let us pray for the health, well-being and wisdom of our medical and education providers, and let us pray for the health and well-being and give thanks to our families that support us in making honest and strong decisions for the benefit of all in our community.
Amen.
Is that a fresh one?
Amen.
Very fresh.
Yes.
So, we have a leave of absence request from Councillor Cattles.
So moved.
Councillor Montgomery,
all those in favour, against, carried.
You've
got BO over there, Jack.
Yeah, over there with all his mates.
So, what
have you come here to tell us,
Councillor? Leave of absence request. I have a leave of absence request from the 29th of April to the 6th of April. 29th of March to the 6th of April. It's the week of Easter, and I'm understaffed in my fish shop and have a wedding. So someone would kindly move that that be permissible. So I move Councillor Ritchie, second Councillor Crawford, all those in favour. I can't vote for that. Thank you very much. Against, carried. Thank you very much. I would like to move the acceptance of the late report, confidential matter. So I move Councillor Montgomery, second Councillor Crawford, all those in favour. Against, carried. Adoption of minutes of the 11th of February. So moved. Somebody saying thank you, Councillor Crawford. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Ritchie? All those in favour? Against, carried. Very good. Any declarations of interest today?
Declaration regarding the MAC board report. Madam Mayor, I am a member, but
Ditto.
Ditto, Councillor Ritchie. Ditto, three. Councillor Crawford. Thank you, gentlemen, and thank you for your efforts. Public forum. I open the public forum, and I don't believe that either of our gentlemen there have anything to put into the public forum, but you're most welcome.
Fine-looking standard of ratepayer, though, we
have here. That's right. Well, we can't say a public forum's empty. This is now closed, the public forum, and we will move into reports number one, which is our operational plan and budget, which is going to be delivered by Mr. Rogers, who is invisible. So I'll go and find him. I don't know where he's gone. Councillor Tramby's invisible too. Maybe they can get up.
I think he's on the phone.
Mr. Rogers? Good
you hear him?
You're up.
Apologies, Council. Councillor's report number one is the presentation of the operational plan. Council, subject of workshop at the committee meeting this morning. Councillors, as I have said, very pleased generally with the performance of the organisation that is measured and represented in the report, both from a operational service delivery perspective and also financial management. Happy to take questions, and Mr. Probert has joined us as well through you, Madam Chair. If there are any further questions, we're happy to do our best to respond to those.
Okay. Questions? Didn't ask enough this morning, this afternoon. We've workshopped this.
Madam Mayor,
yes,
I'm happy to move the recommendations from committee. And should we add to that that there would be a pre-budget discussion on the 11th?
Pre-budget workshop?
Yes, on the 11th of March, I believe, Mr. Rogers.
Happy for that. Councillor Montgomery, we have committed to that, and I'm advised that a memo has gone out to that effect. Is that correct? Yes, sorry.
And it'll appear in the communicator calendar. So I'll move that way, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Smith? Do you wish to speak to it, Councillor Montgomery?
I probably said too much the previous meeting.
Councillor Smith, as seconder.
Well, I'd like to thank the finance staff for giving a comprehensive report on the structure of Special Schedule 1 that no longer appears in the statement. It gives us a better grip on how things are going. The percentages on your capital expenditure are very good, so we can see where we're at and where we need to pick up. And it's something we need to do on a quarterly basis. And if we get to quarter four and things are going a little bit there, shape, we might have to start putting the pen through a few jobs and get things and take a proactive role of keeping things under control as a council.
Very good. Anybody wish to speak against? All those in favour? Against? Carried unanimously. Very lovely. Report number two is the schedule of investments. Mr. Private, welcome again.
Pleasure as always. Thank you, and through you, Madam Mayor. We have our monthly procedural report on council investments. We have got 2 months, this month, December and January. Very little difference between the two, so just very high level through January. So we can see we've got $32.5 million in investments, with roughly a little bit over $3 million in our operating accounts, totaling $35.5 million total cash. The split between institution down below and the banking as well. Happy to take any questions.
We thought those percentage rates were sad when they were 2 and 3%.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're honest. Anyway, questions? Any questions? No questions? Anybody like to move that we receive this information? So moved, Councillor Smith. Do we have a seconder, please? Councillor Tramby, do you wish to speak to it, Councillor Smith?
No, I just hope we're keeping up with the inflation rate, Madam Mayor.
Not looking good, is it? Councillor Tramby, do you wish to speak?
I don't believe we are keeping up with the inflation rate of 0.45 return on income. However, that's all we can get.
That's it. We're probably in a very good position that we have money actually to whinge about not getting a good interest rate. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Very good. Thank you, Mr. Probert. As always, actions performed under delegated authority.
Madam Mayor,
yeah.
I was absent at the opening of the meeting, but I realise I got my names in this particular document. I better.
You're declaring a conflict of interest. Yep. In report number three.
Girly.
Yeah. Righto. So we have our list of.
CAs.
Approvals, etc.
Anybody have any questions?
Well, question about the mayor. Just the first one there. I assume the Ray Firthsoul site is being subdivided on the northern end of Sunnyside Road. That area is not subject to flood?
Through you, Madam Mayor. The land is subject to flooding, but the flood risk is deemed low. The subdivision was approved from memory about 4 or 5 years ago.
Cool.
So it's a historical 4 years. You can support it. So from that point of view, the deal was that we facilitated that subdivision with low flood risk in return for him accepting back zoning of the balance of the land from residential back to rural, so that the higher flood risk land is taken out of residential zoning. But as far as that was concerned, we had a fully independent assessment of flood risk. This is deemed acceptable.
Just one issue on that. A little bit further down that gully, I recall somebody wanted to extend their house pad out slightly into that gully, and it caused no end of kerfuffle.
It did.
Yep. So what's going to happen here?
There's no filling in terms of affecting the profile of the floodway. An assessment that's been done, it's basically a low-flow flood storage area. You get absolutely built in through there, 1% event outside the area of the subdivision. The area of the subdivision is quite different in terms of the volumes and depths. It was modelled in terms of the impacts on other houses. It does comply with the council's development control plan. I'm very well aware of the one further down. And you've got a narrowing of the flood line, to be perfectly honest. You wouldn't even want to put up a barbed wire fence down there. Mm. So critical. This is an area that's not as constrained. It's further up the floodway. So from that point of view, it was fully compliant with Councillor's DCP at the time, which is why it was able to be dealt with under delegations to no policy implications.
So this was, through you, Madam Mayor, this was one of the first things we dealt with this term, a long time ago, and that it was to solve a few problems that, I think it was a compromise that we got us out of some problems and allowed them to do something, but not...
Mm-hmm.
I recall it was a
long time ago. Well, 4 years ago, you said.
And with the one further downstream, that one was illegal fill, and it was about reducing the impact on the cross section to the point where there was no measurable impact on other properties.
Madam Mayor,
narrow tolerance on that.
Mr. Weatherby, could you just give a brief. Without going into detail, just a brief explanation as to what the modification pertained to.
The modification?
Yeah.
I can tell you one. It was proposed that the four blocks and the road was going to be up against the other neighbours' fences. Now it's been moved over.
Yeah, that's how it's understood. That's right.
Yep. Madam Mayor, I think I should declare an interest in this, and those blocks are right at the back of my... And I did put in
All right. So you want to declare an interest and go to? Thank you.
As an adjoining landowner.
As an adjoining landowner. Thanks, Councillor Crawford.
Yeah, the couple of miles was they
moved.
That was negotiated through. The issue was to achieve satisfactory road access away from that fence and also get the flood depth requirements of access to properties.
And just a question here on the DA of 64. 466 and 68 Balo. Is that just down here? Excellent.
I have another one.
Over the page.
No, hold on.
What you have?
I have one on that page.
Oh, sorry.
114 Ann Street. The erection of the men's shed, fitness centre, bus garage. I believe is the Shea Academy. Moree Plain Shire Council paid the DA fee. I was just wondering why, how that works.
I I'll have to take that one on notice, Councillor Ritchie, as I'm not aware of Councillor paying a DA fee for that.
It's there under their application, so I assume that we paid the fee.
Don't think we can.
It would have to come through donation to some other pathway, I would think, Councillor Ritchie, but I'll take that on notice and provide it, I suspect.
See, my understanding was that while they made their payments, $50,000 a year, until they paid the full payments, we were still liable for maintenance and anything else that went on there. And this, I think, would have been part of that.
And yeah, under the agreement. Exactly.
Under the agreement.
Under the agreement, you're right, Councillor, through you, Madam Mayor, Councillor Ritchie, in addition to Mr. Witherby's advice to take it on notice, we'll get it clarified, but as the landowner, we would have had to sign the DA, give consent to the application being lodged. But I'd be, I wouldn't, unless there was a donation, I wouldn't be thinking that we would have been paying the DA fee. But we'll clarify it and we'll get back to you.
Any further inquiries, questions, comments?
Well, I could make a comment if I could, Madam Mayor. It's more about process. Doesn't seem right that councillors Granby and Crawford have to be out of the room when we're discussing other matters, but we're not discussing theirs.
Well, I think we've moved on from the issues.
And I understand they've declared, and it's in this report, and that's appropriate that they've left the room. But I think maybe in the future, and I think we move on, but in the future, if that report comes back to council about what's happening down at Ann Street and who paid for what, then that should be available to all councillors, not just to those who have declared an interest. And it shouldn't reference this particular report.
Separate thing.
I agree through you, Madam Mayor. I agree, Councillor Montgomery. In fact, of course, it's up to individual councillors to determine their declarations and whether they wish to participate. But my view is, and I'm happy to advise, my view is that it only pertains to that particular component of the report, not the report in its entirety.
That's right, but it's difficult as an individual to separate that. So, you know, when I was on the junior cricket executive, I had to declare an interest when we spoke about Harbourne Oval.
Yeah.
But when a report was about all the ovals and included Harbourne Oval, I had to declare an interest and leave. And that, so I had no say in the other ovals that council was dealing with. And it's just an anomaly in the way that our declarations work and how we have to leave the room. And they won't know because they're out of the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get it. We'll have to work our way around that. Okay, thank you, Councillor Tramby. So, Councillor Montgomery, would somebody like to move that this be accepted?
Councillor Smith had another.
Oh, sorry, did you? Sorry, do you have a question?
Oh, my question, same as yours. And it says, lots 28, 64, 66 and 68. Fit-out installation, the verification.
And an associated
car parking. So it's lot 28 down there.
28 Barlow, Councillor.
And the rest is off a shop.
Yep, and they're hiring, I believe they're hiring losing the site for that.
I'll move it now.
Okay, so move, Councillor Montgomery. Have a seconder, please. Do we have a seconder? No, yet. Councillor Ritchie, thank you. Do you wish to speak to Councillor Montgomery?
Well, if we lose another declaration, we lose that war. Yep. So let's not going to don't ask any more questions.
Okay. No. But all those in favour, against, carried. Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
Get the pistol on the ground.
That's right.
A bit light on.
A bit like the Mac board.
So we go on to report number 4, which is the Poison Gate Road, signage of 2 lanes. So move, Councillor Crawford, been the traffic committee. Everyone happy?
Yeah.
We have a seconder.
Yeah.
So Councillor Montgomery, wish to speak to it, Councillor Crawford?
It's just a safety issue, better me.
All those in favour? Against, carried. Very good. Unanimously, we move on now into closed council, please. So would somebody like to move that we go into confidential council? So moved. Councillor Tramby, seconded. Councillor Smith, all those in favour, against, carried. Very good. I please have someone move that we go out of closed council. So moved, Councillor Crawford, seconded, Councillor Montgomery. So we go out of closed council. Moved, Councillor Crawford, seconded, Councillor Montgomery. All those in favour?
Aye.
Thank you very much. Now we have a recommendation that be resolved. So, Councillor Montgomery, you're happy to move that recommendation?
Yep.
Councillor Ritchie, you're happy to second it? You don't wish to speak to it? Right. Would you like to read that out before we close the meeting? Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The motion resolved in relation to the late report MAC update. The Council give delegated authority to the General Manager to authorise the grant application for the development stage one of the Moree Artesian Aquatic Centre, priority being one, the 50 metre pool replacement and ancillary works as per the draft plan, and two, upgrades to the existing hot pools, including wet deck slash edges. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Right, I declare the meeting closed at 6 o'clock, is it?
Six, nearly.
Thank you.